Good morning, everybody. I'm Nancy Diesing from the Michigan Department of Community Health, and my introduction is pretty much about my presentation is regarding a fruitful partnership with our largest Medicaid managed care organization in Michigan. And before I go into the detail of the project, I would like to acknowledge the following organizations and individuals: Healthcare Education and Training, Region 5 Infertility Prevention Project, the Institute for Healthcare Studies at Michigan State University, my department, the Michigan Department of Community Health, Amy Peterson, Health Disparities Reduction and Minority Health Section, which this project is modeled after, a project that they have done, and Molina Healthcare, who is the largest Medicaid managed care corporation in Michigan. The individuals are Dana Brown, the manager of health education, David Gonzalez from, he's the data analyst, and Catherine Armstrong, the health educator, which her and I refer to each other as partners in this project. NCC, the National Chlamydia Coalition, NCSD, and then the STD HIV Prevention and Training Center. Our learning objectives, without, of course, any pre-test or post-test, is to be able to explain the benefit of chlamydia screening in the private sector as an essential means for reaching high-risk populations, and be able to identify at least three intervention strategies used to increase screening rates in the private sector. Let me provide some background. Annually in Michigan, 75% of Michigan CT cases are diagnosed in the private sector. And our target area was Southwest Michigan, inclusive of the city Detroit. So I don't know if you've ever met a Michigander who doesn't do the little hand. But so that would be right over here for Detroit. So that's the area that we did target. And out of the cases in Michigan, 52% of the CT cases are diagnosed in this target area. So large morbidity. We partnered with Molina Healthcare and launched what we coined the name as Chlamydia Practice Improvement Project, and we gave it kind of a fun little, we called it the CPIP. So that's what the provider sites that we worked with knew the project of. And we adopted a cultural-specific intervention model targeting African-American females within the 16 to 24 age group. The year that Molina participated, they had 9,000 enrolled females in that 16 to 24 age range. And 50% of those females lived in our target area. So they were definitely high risk, and it was just very meaningful to target in that area and those females within this particular organization. Our HEDIS baseline results were based on 54.7 female members in the 16 to 24 age range who were screened for chlamydia. And HEDIS is the health effectiveness data and information set. And more than 90% of the healthcare companies use this as their measure of quality. And chlamydia screening is one of their targets for the majority of them, especially with Molina at the time, to raise their rates. We had some work to do based on the rates, and so simply, our project objective was simply to increase CT screening among female members in that age 16 to 24. Our project strategies and core elements focused on, it was twofold. It focused on the providers within the practices that we targeted through Molina and the members or patients in those practices. So the providers, were selected based on the size of their members. So we had a minimum in each provider site of 100 members. So they had to have enough population to make a difference and move the needle for their rates. And we also looked at their historic screening and positivity rates so that we knew basically kind of what we were working with and where to go to give them kind of a baseline to move the needle. And of course, the biggest thing too is their willingness to participate with competing things going on in these practices. And some are just not engageable. They don't want to do projects like this because it takes too much staff and work, but we were there to help to minimize that. The provider components along with for the providers were, we did some incentives and acknowledgments to help us aid in recruitment and retention of these providers. So we had 20 initially, and we worked with 14 throughout the 12-month intervention period. We did on-site meetings to discuss the need for screening, as well as assess current practices and barriers regarding screening, partner treatment, and retesting. Follow-up visits were every 3 months. So Kathy Armstrong, who I coined my partner, we would go out to all of these sites across the Southeast Michigan area. And it was only like 15 minutes of their time. So they were really willing, and we always brought like food and things to get them to kind of sit down and talk with us. So it worked really well. So follow-up visits every 3 months for over the 12-month period. And those visits were to present their data because they had assessed what their barriers were. So they were working on things, and we really saw the needle moving as they worked on those barriers through that 3-month period. And we made some adjustments, offered them some resources and tools to go with it. So their site performance was based on claims data and lab data together to come up with the positivity and then how many female members within their population was screened. The member intervention components, we did a focus group to identify screening from the member perspective. Because we were working with African American women, we wanted to make sure that we were right on the needle of what they wanted and then what we could work with the other women in the member population. And then based on our focus group, we developed a brochure. We had one of the barriers that was probably number one in all of the practices was confidential health information regarding adolescent rights. So we created some things to make it standardized in the practice, stating to parents, the providers, and the patients what those minors' rights were. And it was important to say, you know, it's not us just saying this. These are the laws regarding minors' rights to confidential services. Okay, and then one last detail was our targeted mailings. We did do an incentive to kind of get in those stragglers that didn't come in for screening within the last 6 to 12 months. So that was helpful. They got a gift card if they came in terms of a period of time for coming in to get their necessary screening, and that was for urine mainly. Okay. Based on all of our efforts from 2009 to 2010, the intervention sites increased their screening rates 14%. And we identified 150 new cases of CT in the community, so in that southeastern Michigan area. And then we averted an estimated 73,646 PID medical costs in result of finding these cases. In conclusion, Molina's providers improved their screening coverage, and we avoided sequelae of CT, and then improved their HEDIS measurement, which is for us, so it was a win-win for both of us, resulting in healthier Michiganders. Implications for full implementation of the ACA will move more STD services to private sector providers. And so partnerships like CPIP can ensure screening remains available to the high-risk populations that we see nationwide. Thank you.
We have time for some questions.
Can you just tell us about what the funding source was? Who paid for all that?
This was NCC was the funding source, and it was part of a $10,000 grant from them. There were 10 projects nationwide, and so we only had a $10,000 budget to do this. And so Molina really kicked up the needle in terms of funding, and I mean we all did with going out to offices. So I think all in all, we did all of this work in the 12 months for probably about $42,000 with all of our time and effort. Because a lot of the things that they did, they were already doing some of the mailings to the women, so they had budgeted in their women's account to get those mailings out and pay for it. Thank you for the question.
So I'd like to ask a question to follow up on that. Given your success, the success of this, do you have plans for maintaining or sustaining or expanding the work that you're doing? I mean, it sounds like a lot of the resources are there already, but do you plan to continue this?
Yeah. Actually, Molina, once we were done with this project, because we only focused on the 14 providers, they took it to all of their providers that are members for Molina. And so they're working on going out and doing their own efforts. And then we're replicating it with all of the managed care sites that are willing to participate. So right now we have Blue Cross Blue Shield, which is called Bluecade, and some other smaller health plans, because these two were our biggest. So we're trying to see if we're replicating the same results for that 14% to see if we have the needle. And actually with Blue Cade, they want to work with their commercial population, which was very interesting to us because this strictly covered the Medicaid population. So yeah.
Great.
So more to come probably.
Great. 2 years, we'll be hearing from you again.
That's right.
Any other questions? Okay.
Thank you very much.